And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Tomorrow marks the 49th anniversary of one of the most important rulings ever rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court. It was January 22, 1973, when the court ruled that the government cannot force a woman to carry a pre-viability pregnancy to term against her will, as many states had long done. Instead, the court ruled the ultimate decision of whether to terminate an early-term pregnancy must be left to the individual in consultation with their doctor. Today, as the court contemplates reversing that decision, it's vitally important that all Americans reflect on what the world looked like prior to Roe v. Wade and what it could tragically look like again. As countless witnesses will attest, the pre-Roe v. Wade era was a time of dangerous back-alley abortions and horrific self-inflicted deaths and injuries that resulted from women, many of them the victims of rape and incest, being denied control of their own bodies and futures. In short, while reducing the number of unwanted pregnancies and abortions is a worthy goal, turning the clock back a half century to do so isn't. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.